Good morning, this is Eric. And here I am standing in for Kevin. I want to go back about 3 years when I had the opportunity to talk about the Good Samaritan. As you know, this parable of Jesus addresses a key question about Christian faith and action. A question asked by a lawyer of Jesus' day, who is my neighbor? Today I want to focus in on the characters in the story, a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. So let's pick up the core of the story. Jesus tells it like this. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him up, and went off, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, but when he saw the injured man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came up to the place and saw him, passed on the other side as well. But a Samaritan who was traveling came to where the injured man was, and when he saw him, he felt compassion for him. He went up to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring olive oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever else you spend, I will repay you when I come back this way." I can't avoid answering the central question, who is my neighbor? But I want to get there in a somewhat roundabout way by first focusing on the 3 main characters in this parable of a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. Now, when you think about Jesus' parables, he gives very little background about the characters, but Jesus rather throws out stereotypes that people can instantly understand without further description. So, when he tells about building on solid rock versus sand, for example, he describes the 2 characters simply as the wise man and the foolish man. We don't need to know anything more. So I have become intrigued by the question, when Jesus tells a story about a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan, what pictures, what stereotypes would immediately pop into the minds of his listeners? Let's start with the Samaritans, a group that has long been viewed as at the bottom of the pecking order in the Israel of Jesus' day. They were the people who were not deported when the 10 tribes of Israel were defeated by the Assyrians in the 8 centuries before Christ. They seemed to combine parts of their past faith in the one God with the idolatrous worship of those with whom they had intermarried. We know from Jesus' interaction with the Samaritan woman at the well that they had built and worshiped at their own temple on Mount Gerizim. A sore point with the Samaritans is that this temple was destroyed by the Maccabees about 1 century or 2 before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Given this level of mutual animosity or even hatred, it is somewhat surprising that Jesus would create a story that has a Samaritan traveling outside his own territory from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, at the other end of the social and religious spectrum is the priest. The priests officiate at the temple. They live in luxurious homes overlooking the Temple Mount, and they seem adept at learning how to get along with their Roman overseers. And then there are the Levites. How are they different than the priest? Well, in the days of the Exodus from Egypt, there was no difference. They were all descendants of the tribe of Levi. But then in the reign of King Solomon, something happened. The king appointed a descendant of Aaron, Moses' brother, to run the new temple over a priest that was of the tribe of Levi, but who was not a direct descendant of Aaron. As a result, the Levites were assigned to the lowest order of priestly service jobs for the temple, manning the gates, cleaning the temple, performing music, and singing hymns. And although Deuteronomy instructed the people to provide for the Levites who were not entitled to own their own land, that increasingly did not happen. So these essential workers became increasingly impoverished. Now, by the time that the Maccabees and the time of Jesus, the Levites had been removed from all contact with the altar and the sacrificial practices of the temple. As one author has said, the priest of Shiloh, the priest and prophets of Samuel's era, had fallen from leadership to poor, landless dependency.